And then I just, how do you spell AI plus?
No, I'm going to cheerlead it for you. It's like this.
Hi, my name is Richard Middleton, and I am the global head of what we call integrated portfolio management. And I am delighted to be here today to talk with Sal, who is our Chief Digital and Information Officer, about all things technology and how that relates and supports real estate. Let's start with a sort of a simple question. How does technology impact the built environment?
So if you think about your walking through a building from starting to looking at the data from the outside of evaluating the building contents, the tenants, the square footage, using drones to actually do that evaluation, all the way to your physical asset access to the building, elevators, the sensors that are in the buildings, identifying the temperature, the capacity, the desk utilization. And you step back into the actual property, it's the maintenance of the property. How do I ensure that the data sets within the organization are understanding what's happening with the physical assets from HVAC to the actual room reservation technology, et cetera. So while when you unpack the technology utilization across the built environment, it's just tethered throughout every single interaction that you have with a physical asset. Once you start to look for that intersection, it's a fascinating environment to be. And I'm absolutely thrilled to partner with our business to bring it forward for our clients.
So in my opinion, technology in the real estate sector has evolved considerably over the sort of the last few years, as it has in all other sectors, really.
Yeah.
But as we start thinking around what that gives to clients, what we see, what sort of more additional insights or solutions does a new technology allow our clients to get into?
What technology does is it creates and curates the data sets that we need to be able to respond to our client needs. So we had a period of time within commercial real estate that there was a pattern of one technology that drove a multitude of service lines forward or capabilities forward. And now you're seeing a focus on delivering excellence within each segmentation. So think facility management, work order management, resource planning, think facility, financial planning, capital planning. Each of those tried to go into one big beast of a technology. And now there's recognition of the fact that it's not a one size fits all. It's very specific to the client environment. I think of technology as similar to home decor. What works for me may not work for you. And we have to be very, very specific and consultative in nature with our clients to make sure we drive forward an outcome that's suited for their environment.
Lots of change, lots more access to data. When you think about what you've seen in the entire market, what's happened in the last 3 years on the data side that technology has enabled that you are most excited about?
Transparency. And what I mean by that is historically, you wouldn't really know everything that's happening within your physical building unless you did a physical walkthrough or you tapped somebody on the shoulder or you phoned a friend. And now we get to see that in a much more accessible manner. So think about it as when you ordered your Domino's pizza before, you just sat at home and you waited for the pizza and you were hopeful that it got there in time. Now you get to see at every step of that movement, you get to see what's happening. And that's the type of transparency we're aiming to bring to our clients throughout their commercial real estate journey.
I'm not sure I want to see every step of the Domino's pizza. But anyway, that's a separate
topic. You just want to know it's ready.
I just want to know it's arrived. I'm hungry and I can eat it. Anyway, let's pivot a little bit. And when a corporate is thinking about outsourcing their real estate, what are the main technology considerations that a client should be thinking about?
One, how tethered their technology is to any other part of their ecosystem, right? So if it's standalone for commercial real estate only and has no tether points, it's easier for us to partner with them to identify if they need to make a move. Two, it's their data health and what they think great looks like, but in the lens of what they want it to do for them in the future versus what it's historically done.
And when a client tells us that we have 100% accurate data, what do you say?
So we will take it and we will make assumptions, but we will actually run our technology and data verification over it, just to make sure that we all have the same definition of healthy and it's actually meeting the needs of what we need to do to help them with their real estate outcomes.
What advice are you giving our account directors about how they should be using the data that you're enabling by our technology plan with our clients to really drive value into our clients' client portfolios?
We actually have a dedicated client care team that partners with our account leaders to make sure that on a regular basis, we're measuring from the center what technologies they're using, what dashboards, how they're utilizing and engaging with that data, and are they getting the outcomes that they're expecting from it. The recommendation would be to not use a technology to say we're using it, but to actually integrate it in the way that you're evaluating how you're performing, how our employees are engaging, what our retention of employees is, how we're engaging with our suppliers, how we're validating safety, health and safety matters across the ecosystem. All of those are individual capabilities, but in total, it's what our account directors do and deliver for our clients. And so for us, our partnership with them is to make sure that at every step of the way, we actually are there for them as a support system to ensure that not only is there a know-how on the technology usage, but they're actually getting the outcome and benefit from it that they expect to get.
So let's build on this a little bit. How do we ensure that our clients have access to the really best technology solutions on the market? Because I'm assuming that technology solutions change. There'll be some new technology that may pop
every
up.
So we have depth of partnership. We have an entire team dedicated to emerging technology evaluation. So we have partnership with venture capital firms, as well as some of the best thought leaders in the space. We evaluate hundreds of technologies on an annual basis.
Why is our partnership model better for our clients?
It allows us focus on their outcome and not being responsive to just tinkering with the technology. So that means my technologists are predominantly consultants and data engineers, data scientists, data analysts, business analysts, not software developers, because our best foot forward for our clients is to bring to them the technology that's best of breed at that moment. In this way, they have a dedicated team associated to them to bring their technology of choice and our partner ecosystem forward on a regular basis. Over 80% of our capital investment goes towards enabling our clients' outcomes versus maintaining an infrastructure and growing an infrastructure internal to Cushman.
I want to start thinking about innovation in tech, because certainly in our sector, we've seen a lot of change. How should our corporate clients be thinking about the benefits of AI throughout the entire real estate cycle?
So I would start with our people and their people partnership first. We have a very firm strategy on putting our people at the center of our AI strategy. We have phenomenal talent and we are working with them to actually co-create the AI outcomes that we want to generate for our clients. If I'm a client, I would be thinking about where they are in their total digital journey. Does AI make sense for them? Are they ready from a people education and change management perspective to consume it? We're partners with MIT and they're researching us on the way that we think AI will impact the places of work. If I'm a client, no different than ourselves, I would ensure that our data health is front and center in their AI strategy. AI is as good as what you pump into it. And so again, our framing and our center on data versus a technology software shop allows us to focus on that data health and bring forward that capability for our clients.
What is CNW's AI transformation approach?
So our strategy has been super simple. We have really great technologies and we think we can tether them and bring them to life for our clients. I'll give you an example. We believe that we can take a property manager or a account leader on one of our largest clients, and we can give them a simple, accessible path to support throughout the ecosystem. So I can say, tell me what the best diverse vendor is for HVAC in 123 Main Street in a particular state. And it will return to them the best selection of high performing, safe and already onboarded vendors for our clients. that allows them to spend most of their time on the delivery of the service versus the search of a diverse vendor to bring forward an elevation of diversity spend for our clients. If I think about the total strategy, it's, again, focus on where we think we add the most value, which is property insights and experience for our employees. We're going to build that. Where we think it's common to every enterprise, so think creation of marketing data, transcripting of a podcast, we're going to actually buy that from partner ecosystem. And then we actually hold design seats on Microsoft, Salesforce, Workday, Yardi, Accruent, and we're helping them navigate where they're putting their capital and capacity. And so in those three segmentations, we're able to stretch all of our outcome for our clients and be able to elevate their AI strategy. Ours has been partner first, people first, and responsible and secure all throughout the cycle.
So what is AI Plus?
AI Plus is our holistic strategy to driving AI throughout Cushman & Wakefield to benefit our colleagues and our clients. We thought it was important in a world where everybody is tinkering with AI that we were explicit to our clients and our colleagues around our approach, what we were doing, and why we were doing it. As a thought leader in this space, think of it as the same thing we would do from a research perspective as putting out our thought leadership on what to do, how to go about it. First and foremost in the strategy is that our people will be at the center. AI is something that we're excited by, but we need to ensure that it is, we educate, we upskill, and we actually make sure that it's consumed by our employees to be able to make the biggest impact. The second is our partners. Partners like PwC, who have invested or will be investing over $1 billion in ensuring that AI actually is making an impact in each of our organizations. Partners like MIT, who we get to bring forward higher education thought leadership with PhD students that are dedicated to Cushman & Wakefield to ensuring that we're thinking of all of the different segmentations and impacts of AI. And the rest of it will be in part in delivery for prioritization. There's nothing you can't do right now. It's going to be very easy to tinker across a lot of things and not really make an impact. And so our strategy puts forward an evaluation process, an intake process, an alignment with the business to ensure that we're working on what matters the most for our clients and helps them solve problems historically either unsolvable or would have taken a lot longer to solve for them.
Can you expand a little bit more about what we've actually already done with AI to really help the business?
Sure. First and foremost, we have AI embedded into all of our employee exchanges for support. So think about it as if you're on an account team and you are having a problem with your physical equipment, your productivity is paramount to your ability to service your client. The engagement for support is all AI enabled and helps self-service support, as well as a chatbot that actually allows us to deliver services to our employees as fast as possible so they can spend their time concentrating on servicing our clients. From a client perspective, we are all of the technologies that we've partnered with, think Accruent, Yardi, think Salesforce, Workday, et cetera, all have AI enabled within them. So as you're onboarding an employee, as you're putting a job rec together, as you're working through selection of a supplier, as I alluded to before, we have a proprietary technology that we've partnered with Salesforce on onboarding management and protection of the supplier ecosystem. That's obviously important to us as well as our clients. And that AI enablement guides our employees' experience as well as protects our clients from a ensuring of certificates of insurance or health and safety scores for all everyone that's walking into their building set is not only augmented by our people, but also doubled down on with usage of AI. Going forward, we'll be unlocking it even more with a concentration on generative AI, which allows us to take our clients' stored data, our data, and put it together to bring forward the best insights for them to make the best decisions. So think of it as How do I ensure that my per square footage cost of a particular asset is the best in the market? I know what it is compared to my own data from last year. How do I make sure that it's as compared to a like asset, it's better? So driving out benchmarking, capital planning technologies that use AI and generative AI to bring forward that capability. That's what's on our roadmap today, and we're super excited about it.
Then let's go back on the client side. And we think about clients and they're thinking about their own technology investments in the real estate sector. And in the context of AI, where should our clients, or what should we be advising our clients about where they prioritize their own capital and focusing on capacity?
I would go after what's causing them the biggest pain, similar to us, or opportunity. So if maintenance costs are something that they need to drive down, then using AI to bring forward their data set around maintenance and ensuring that they know exactly where to focus that investment of optimizing maintenance. So it might be a capital asset replacement, going for a reduction of future maintenance, but a forward of cash to be able to do that. It could be the trade-off of evaluating their total portfolio of assets around where the next site selection of properties would be for them. Any of these, it's the technology is there. I wish there was a one size fits all answer, but there is not. And that's why our consultative approach and our partnership with our clients in delivering their technology outcomes is so important to us.
So Sal, you know, we do a number of global RFPs with major corporates all the time. When we think about solutioning for those RFPs, what are we thinking about? How are we putting in place a plan that really resonates with the clients, that brings something a little different to them?
So we start with our dedicated team on technology solutioning that's partnered with our business team to really listen for the outcomes that the client is asking for. We then map that to our suite of technology partners that we have available to us and put forward a recommendation of a technology architecture. So think of it as we would put forward Accruent or Famous 360 for work order management. We would put forward our partnership with Ingenious for project management. We would put forward Yardi as our project, as our financial tool set. And we'll tether all of this together for them in a view that says, here's all the individual technologies. And oh, by the way, here's the connected data ecosystem that comes with it. It comes with a insights dashboard that's available for both our colleagues and our client to consume the data set. And then we go into a consultative approach with them on, does this meet the mark for them? Do they have any pressure points that they're trying to alleviate that potentially didn't come through on the RFP? Once we have agreement on that, we have a dedicated transitions team that actually works with the client to onboard their data. We go through and do a data health check for them. We augment their data with any number of machine learning and AI capabilities that we have, and we give them that outcome for them. Once we solve for client one, and if there's something unique that's been brought to the environment, we actually go back and educate all client leaders across the organization to make sure that every client that we have benefits from any net new technology augmentation that we have.
So what happens if a client already has what they feel is a really great suite of technology solutions for everything they're looking for? How do we approach that? What value can we bring to them?
We bring to them a couple of segmentations. One, we can actually take care of their technology for them, meaning instead of the commercial real estate team taking care of configuration, onboarding of users, offboarding, the data setup, the actual workflow configuration, our team actually takes that capability on. And we become service providers for them on their technology, which allows us to then give them the benefits of the data and insights platforms that we bring to every single one of our clients, without going through a full technology modification perspective. That gives the client the ability to maintain their technology in place. But within that technology or named widget, we actually go in and we help them elevate it so that it's a better version of that same technology throughout our relationship. But it also gives them insights that they previously would not have had access to.
So you've given us a very clear indication about our whole approach to technology and sort of how we're really good at implementing those solutions for our clients. When we win a new client, how often is it that we change the entire technology suite?
Not as often as you would think. We actually partner in a lot of instances in some combination of technologies between their existing technology and insertion of Cushman & Wakefield technology.
So we talked a lot around data and our belief that we're very data grounded and technology really enables that. How are we then being proactive about taking that data and really using it to drive analytical capabilities, consulting capabilities, value into our client portfolios, whatever it might be?
Putting the building in the center and looking at the data assets around it that tell us the better human story. There's a series of data sets that we bring together to tell the life of how effective is the actual building utilization.
We're a real estate services business. Why does technology actually matter?
You could be any business and technology matters comes from the CIO's office all the time. The technology that look at every intersection of space usage, from evaluating where you want your next office location to be. How do you evaluate what the talent pool is around there? What universities are around there? What does foot traffic look around? Technology just happens to be the place where we capture that data and bring it to life.
So thank you very much for joining us today. We've covered a lot of ground. And I think we've proved the point that technology has moved so fast in our sector and is providing with such a different amount of data, but we're only at the beginning of that journey because the impact of AI and our access to even more data to drive decision makings is going to completely go to take us to another level. That's my view. Sal, what about you?
My favorite quote of the day is, this is the slowest change in technology we will ever see, and it is today the fastest that we have ever seen. So we are definitely going to be going on a journey with our clients.
Sal, thank you very much for joining us today, and we are your team around the table.